Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's a very important book because it's Wrong, Bullying versus Nazis by Lydia Greco. Lydia was bullied herself in elementary school as well as in the neighborhood in which she grew up. Despite bullying being on the rise all over the world, she feels that few people want to talk about the subject as though it were taboo. Her book was written as a teaching tool, talking about bullies and comparing their behavior to that of Nazis, behavior which she feels is actually the same. Lydia has a master's degree in occupational studies and is a licensed psychiatric technician, now retired from the profession, but still a vocal advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves. She earned her MA degree from California State University at Long Beach, the author of two other books and articles on different subjects. Lydia Greco, author of Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis, is back with us on This Week in America. Lydia, a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, man. I've been looking forward to this.
And I have as well. This is the third time we've had the pleasure to have Lydia on the program. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and the archives, video and audio, you'll be able to listen to the other two programs that we did. Always great to have Lydia back because this is such an important topic. And let's start by talking about movies. We see movies all the time. I just watch some of the trailers and I'm thinking, boy, is that sending the message that we really want sent at this time? Do you think the violence in movies contributes to bullying in any way?
Oh, of course. I mean, kids want to be that, you know, their hero. And, you know, and it's not right. And I don't know. I just think there's a lot of violent movies, and it's to the point where I wait until they come out. I'm not going to spend my money and sit there and listen to dirty language and look at all that violence that's going to give me nightmares, you know?
Exactly.
I just want to be in. I just, you know, I hope I get a movie for this book. That's what I want.
Well, in this, it's necessary because here's a way that you can reach a whole population out there and get this valuable message out to them. The book is Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Lydia Greco is our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places, and Lydia's website, lydiagreco.com. I'll give you that information throughout the program.
LydiaGrecoBooks.com.
I'm sorry, and I'm glad you corrected that. Books.com. You'll get all the information there, and I'll give you that several times during the course of the program. How long did it take you to write this book, and did you write it one of the reasons because you were a victim of bullying yourself?
No, I never wrote it because I was bullied. I wrote it because there's just so much hate everywhere. I mean, the poor president can't even do his job. I mean, and Congress is sending our kids the message that it's okay to bully if you hate somebody, and that's wrong. You know, and it's bullying is pandemic and it's a problem. It's worse than the drug cartels. I mean, because there's so much bullying in America right now. I mean, America's never going to be great again. It's got to be kind again first.
Well, that seems like the logical first step to get to that level. And I mentioned your background. And so often we think of bullying and we limit it to schoolyard situation, maybe even a neighborhood, but kids. You were in the workplace for years. Did you see bullying at your job?
Yes. Yes. And they misuse their power positions and, you know, people like me get in their face and tell them, you know, you're misusing your power, you know. And one of the doctors, I got into it with one of the doctors. She told a patient, if you don't go to all your groups, you can't go to school. And I said, you can't do that because according to, you know, and I gave her the title code and everything. And I said, all mentally ill adults are allowed to have a free public education until they're 22 years old, and that's a violation of his rights. And I said, if you take him out of school, then you have to fill a denial of rights form out, and they are long, you know.
Yes.
You have to file, you know, check each right that you're denying, and then put a doctor's order, and then do an incident report for every single one. It's a paperwork is unbelievable, you know. And I said, do you want to really go through that? And I said, you're violating his rights. So he has the right to go to school. You can't stop him from that. You have to take something else away, like a smoke break or, you know, some other stupid little activity that they, that, you know, because yes. I worked in the jail and they didn't have a lot of rights. You know, I said, you just have to take one of his rights away. But you can't take school away. That's a big sin. I mean, the Board of Education come after you. She goes, who's going to call the Board of Education? And I said, I will.
Yes.
You're violating his rights, and I'll be a whistleblower. And I said, I sit on the ethics committee, and this is morally wrong, as well as against the law. So yeah, I'll report you. I don't have a problem with that. Well, she didn't like me anyway. But, you know, I don't care. I'll tell you if it's wrong. I'm not going to participate in it.
Well, it is. That's I would think you're talking about that. We need more of that in the workplace, don't we? People that will stand up and call out a situation like that. And again, I'm sure people are listening and thinking, boy, I see that every day in the workplace and really didn't consider that a form of bullying. But what you just described actually is, isn't it?
Yeah. Then the staff bullies the staff. And then, you know, like management bullies the staff. And like I said before, you find out 15 minutes before your shift is over, you're going to stay for another 8 hours. I didn't have a problem with that because I don't like driving in traffic, you know. And I used to do 3 overtimes a week just, you know, to lower my bills. Like during the summer, I would do it all the time because I'd rather use their air conditioner than mine, you know.
Yes, it's a whole lot cheaper and get paid for doing that.
And so, paid good money, too.
That's, yeah, yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Know, it was like $50 an hour, you know, and yeah. Yes. And then they give me the keys to the car and tell me to go take patients to USC. That's cool. I'll do that. I'll be your driver all day because I had a defensive driving license. And so they used me a lot for that. So I loved it. You know, yeah. Give me the keys. I have my music. I have my Pepsi. I'm good, you know.
$50 an hour in air conditioning. Hours. Yes, sign me up for that when that is a good deal. Lydia Greco is back with us on the program because it's wrong. Bullies versus Nazis is her book. The book's available Amazon, the usual places, LydiaGrecoBooks.com. And you can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all of that information. You've got an interesting way of starting the book. Talk about that because you grab our attention right off the bat.
Oh, you mean with Invictus?
Yes, yes.
I love that poem. And it says that should be every child that's been bullied. That should be their mantra. Except I don't like the part at the end. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of the soul because God's in charge of all your fate and your soul. But, you know, William Ernest Henley, that was a beautiful poem. I loved it. I had to memorize it in elementary school, and I've learned it, you know, and you know, if I get a movie, I'm going to start the screen black, and I'm going to read the poem. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. See, every kid should think that way. You can, sticks and stones, you know,
yes,
they break my bones, but names and whatever, you know, you can't hurt me with all your names. But sometimes kids let it get to them and it damaged their psyche, you know, and then they get like battered woman syndrome and they just withdraw. Some kids commit suicide. It's a shame.
And it doesn't seem to be getting any better, does it? Am I missing something here? Or I keep reading stories and listening to people like you?
Even Congress is showing everybody that it's okay to bully if you hate somebody. Because obviously Nancy Pelosi hates Trump, and she says, oh, I pray for you. But I know she's not saying it the way it's supposed to be. She's doing it in a negatory reason, you know, in a negatory factor.
Well, there's so much of that that we see, and it's always fun to talk with you. It's interesting. It's alarming to talk with you because it throws all of these problems right up into our face, but it's needed so we understand what's going on out there.
Rest for it. You know, well, you're going to.
Yes, yes. The book is Bullies versus Nazis, Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Let's talk about the book and how you feel this can help stop bullying. What do you hope the takeaway is from people reading the book, whether they're young people or older people that need to read the book as well?
Yeah, the target behavior. I mean, the target is for anybody that wants to see it, you know, that wants to read it. And I always put it in a big font because some kids can't see real good, you know, and definitely when you get to be our age, we have trouble seeing too.
Exactly.
And my mom, God bless her soul, before she died, she said, I can't even see this without my glasses on. God bless you, Liddy. You know? And I said, well, I want everybody to be able to see it and to be able to read it with ease so yes. They can learn it.
Yes.
They can learn the contents and learn the behavior is wrong and, you know, and...
Yes, well, read it and retain the message in the book.
Retain the message, yeah.
It's so important. Boy.
You know... And I'm doing a book signing here in Chino at the Barnes & Noble. And so my face is plastered all over town and, you know, on the posters.
Ooh, nice.
And I went to Best Buy the other day, which I had no business being out of bed. The doctor wants me on bed rest because it's a 9-inch hernia. It's 9 inches. So when I stand up, well, I look like I'm pregnant, you know?
Yes.
And the truss they gave me is too big. It falls off. Even if I put it on it wound around me 4 times. I said,
oh, wow.
God, he must think I'm some kind of fat person or something. You know, and it said 2X. And I said, I don't wear a 2X. I only wear a large. No wonder it doesn't fit me. So I just went without the truss. And used the box because I was taking a laptop back, which was supposed to be a laptop and turned out to be a tablet. I was taking it back and I was picking my laptop up, the one that we're on right now, because it had a lot of issues and it was just acting a fool. And so I said, I can't be doing this and having all this slowness talking to Rick. So I got to get this fixed, you know, so I brought it to them. And I wound up because it was painful. You know, my stomach was.
Oh, yes.
I have a 9-inch. It looks like if you turn a bowl, like a salad bowl, upside down on your stomach,
okay.
That's how big the hernia is sticking out. And you can only push it in so many times. And so I fainted. I came out and I just, everything went black. And I just fell. I fell straight down. Just like that, you know, oh my God, on those, you know, those little dots they put.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Oh, yep. Those things hurt, man. They impale you.
Oh, jeez.
I got the biggest bruise all over me and I never cry, but it hurt so bad. I just started to cry and I had just, you know, I dropped my laptop and everything and the guy picked it up. I go, oh God, I just got it fixed. Now I screwed it up, you know? And so he turned it on. He goes, no, it's working fine.
Oh, good.
He said, this Lenovo takes a beating. You don't have to worry about it. And I said, well, I have my laptop and my desktop is both a Lenovo and that's the old IBM. But
well, yes. Now, are you okay?
And then he goes, you're an author, aren't you? And I go, oh God, you know, and I said, yeah, I'm an author. And he said, I recognize you. I said, that's because my face is plastered all over the town on posters, you know?
Well, that will be an experience actually getting out, signing the book and talking to people. And you'll get a chance to tell the stories.
I got to do that at USC. Oh my God. I loved USC. I'm going again. It was so much fun. And like all my the kids had come around. They all wanted to have their picture taken with me. I've never had so much attention in my life.
Oh, I bet that was great.
You know?
And at the same time, getting the message out there. And with us on the program, if you just joined us, is Lydia Greco, author of the book, Because It's Wrong, Bullies versus Nazis. Time going by so quickly in the program. I do want to mention that you received an award. You were at the LA Book Festival and got some accolades.
Yeah, I got author of the week, and then I also got author of the year, and that put me in Publishers Weekly, so I get that for 6 months. It already started January 1st to June 1st. I get to be in Publishers Weekly. So if anything, then maybe a movie producer will see me. I would like for like David A.R. White or Lionsgate to pick me up, because then I could be in the movie too, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, I never written a screenplay, but I have kind of an idea of how to do it. And I did get an agent finally, because everybody wants to represent you, you know? And so I thought I better get an agent, because now it's getting to the proportions where people are recognizing me. When I went in the emergency room at the hospital, the guard, he said, "You're an author, aren't you?" I was like, you know, and I'm like, this is Whittier, you know? And I was like, you know, agape. And I said, "Yes, I'm an author." And he said, "You wrote a book on bullying." And I said, "And you must be following me on Twitter or somewhere, because I haven't done anybody's show in a while. I was supposed to do Rick Bratton's show, but I'm sick, you know, and I had to pass it." And I was so disappointed, because the last time on the 15th, I was supposed to be on your show, and I had knee surgery that day. So I was supposed to be at jury duty too.
I'm glad I got you out of jury duty, and I hope you're feeling better now. You're looking great. And by the way, you can see this video if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's on YouTube as well, if you Google that. A few minutes left in the program. I have no idea where the time is going, but something that's important when we talk about bullies, we're always focused primarily on the victim, and that's fine, but the other part of the equation is the actual bully. Do bullies understand their bullying? And this is why the book is so valuable to them, because they may read it and go, "I didn't realize it, but I've been bullying people as well."
Yeah, I have a friend, and she said, "Oh, I was a bully at school. I was bad. I was a bully." And I said, "Well, I could see that, Nancy." I said, "You know, we can all be bullies. You know, I just chose not to do that because I was a victim, and I know how it feels. And it hurts. And people's words hurt. Even though you say sticks and stones, sticks and stones will break my bones. You know, names do hurt you. And they haunt you for a long time, yes. You know, but you just have to, be strong. You have to get a thick skin, because in the workplace, humility is a sign of weakness, especially in state service. God help me. Anyway, and I told him that. I said, humility is not necessarily a sign of weakness. Humility is to be able to take people's garbage and just suck it up and pray for them. That's humility.
What kind of response did you get when you said something like that? Because obviously you've corrected or tried to correct their behavior. Were they listening, or did they just discount what you said?
No, when I was over at my nephew's house, I talked to his kids. And there's one that has a problem, but I told him, I said, "You know, every time you sass your mom, your stepmom, you're sassing Jesus, because she's taking his place. He put you on this earth to do something. You have a free will. You don't have to choose to be a bully. You can be a nice young man that your dad raised you to be, with polite and talk to your stepmom the way that's appropriate." He goes, "Well, Aunt Lydia, I never thought of it that way, but you're right." And he goes, I promise my behavior will get better. I promise you." I said, "You know, if you don't, I'll be back, and you'll have to pay a price to me."
You'll have to answer to Aunt Lydia again. So,
you know, and...
Well, you're changing lives, whether it's one-on-one in situations like that or through the book. Hopefully, we'll encourage people to go buy a copy of the book, movie a possibility as well. I've got about 2 minutes left here. I want to wrap up by talking about schools. Are they beginning to understand the problem of bullying? Because they see it, deal with it day after day in the classroom and in the hallways, just in the school in general.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, especially Newport Harbor High School, you know, where I told you about, where they had that they made the swastika.
Yes.
And they were playing beer pong. They took every kid that was involved in that and put them with a Jewish child or, you know, somebody their own age.
Yes.
And they were with that kid for a week, I think. And the Jewish kid showed the kid how, the other kid, the bully, you know, how their life is, how they had a Seder meal and they did the prayers and they visited at the temple. And they, it was kind of like a buddy system. And they got a real, real good feel for what it's like to be a Jew. And a lot of friendships were made and a lot of learning was done. And if schools would do that with their bullies, you know, bully their, you know, they see the kid that they're...
Yes. Boy, that would make
that kid and the bully together supervised and let the kid tell that bully, this is how you're hurting me and this is how you make me feel. And some bullies will say, I'm sorry, and some will say, good, I'm glad, you know. So you can't save everybody.
Well,
but, no. You know, bully kids that are bullies are more apt to be go the wrong way and be a criminal, you know.
Well, this book is, and I keep saying this, but it's so true. It's an important book.
The victims, they bring guns to school, you know, and that's...
Well, we can end some of this with messages like Lydia's, and she does such an excellent job in the book. The book is Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis. Lydia Greco, our guest on the program. Book is at Amazon, the usual places. You'll find it at her website, lydiagrecobooks.com, and I'll spell that if you're Googling, Lydia Greco books.com. Link on to all of that, Lydia's website in particular, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lydia, it's always a pleasure to have you back on the program. Would love to do this again. Take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah, I love being
get
on your
well,
show.
And I love having you here. So take care of yourself, get healthy, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'd love to tell you all about the book fair again. And I forgot to tell you, one of the teachers at USC said she was going to use my book in her ethics class and make everybody buy it. So that's going to be cool. That's going to be cool.
Well, the message is it's really starting to take hold. Hopefully maybe a movie project coming up, but keep watching and pick up a copy. Yes, wouldn't that be? Because It's Wrong, Bullies Versus Nazis, Lydia Greco, our guest on the program. Our website is lydiagrecobooks.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.